Nolte, Harvard-Harris poll points to political realignment against extremist Democrats. By John Nolte on January 25, 2022. Harvard-Harris was one of the last reputable pollsters giving his fraudulent See Joe Biden a mid-40s approval rating. In their previous poll from early January, Biden sat at 45% approval with 51% disapproving. But their latest polling not only shows Biden's job approval rating upside down at 39% approve and 53% disapprove. The internals point to what I've been talking about for months, a political realignment. Democrats are not just staring down the face of a red wave in the upcoming November midterms. They are facing a generational shift against the lunacy and abject failure of their own extremism. It's bad enough Democrat policies have delivered record inflation, open borders, and record COVID infections and hospitalizations, along with a spike in violent crime unseen since the 1970s. But Democrats, along with their allies in the corporate media, Hollywood, big business, and big tech, have spent the last few years trying to violate human nature. While Americans suffer through brutal gas prices, empty store shelves, anti-science COVID restrictions, and the overall unease brought on by all of this, Democrats, in a million different ways, have shown they do not give a damn about everyday Americans. Instead, the Democrats are solely focused on comforting illegal aliens, violent criminals, violent rioters, the radical extremists who want pro-racist propaganda and gay porn as part of school curriculum, and biological men who claim to be women so they can erase pretty much every accomplishment, from Jeopardy! To swimming, held by an actual woman. I know many people are demoralized by these developments, but no matter how much the corporate media and social media attempt to gaslight Americans into thinking differently, this madness will not stand. A backlash that will realign politics for a generation is not only brewing, it has already begun. In 2021, Democrats lost in deep blue New Jersey, were wiped out in deep blue Virginia, and a Republican city attorney beat the Democrat in crazy blue Seattle. I'm sorry, but you cannot pervert human nature. You cannot pervert people's children, you cannot abuse people's children, and remain a dominant political party. You just can't. Below are the numbers in the Harvard-Harris poll that show what's already happening. A realignment to the political right is coming, and not for a single election season. Until the Democrats become sane again, which will be very difficult with an insane base, this is how the country will look. Biden approve, disapprove. Economy, 35 to 58. Foreign policy, 35 to 54. Stimulating jobs, 41 to 51. Immigration, 34 to 57. Handling coronavirus, 44 to 50. Handling violence and crime, 36 to 55. Inflation, 31 to 61. Only 47% believe Biden is mentally fit. A full 61% believe he's too old. This next one is stunning. Approve slash disapprove of Republican Party, 48 to 52 or minus 4. Approve slash disapprove of Democrat Party, 40 to 60 or minus 20. By a margin of 39 to 27%, respondents said the pandemic is getting worse. Only 16% said they would vote for Joe Biden in the 2024 Democrat primary. That's not a typo, an astonishing 84% would choose someone else. Here are some favorability slash unfavorable ratings. Donald Trump, 47 to 44%, plus 3. Fox News, 46 to 37%, plus 9. Black Lives Matter, 42 to 44%, minus 2. Knlau, 41 to 42%, minus 1. Joe Biden, 39%, 53%, minus 14. Kamala Harris, 36 to 51%, minus 15. Hillary, 35 to 53%, minus 18. Nancy Pelosi, 32 to 54%, minus 22. When asked, who do you think has been a better president? Trump beats Biden 53 to 47%. When asked, if the 2024 election for president were held today, Trump beats Biden 46 to 40%. When asked, if the 2024 election for president were held today, Trump beats Kamala Harris 49 to 39%. In the generic congressional poll, the GOP beats the Democrats 53-47%. Until the Democrats regain their sanity, this is their future. Even with billions and billions of corporate media and tech dollars propagandizing for them, this is their future. Keep the faith and vote. Last November, Democrat Terry McAuliffe won more votes in Virginia than any other Democrat gubernatorial candidate in that state's history, and Glenn Youngkin still beat him. Don't let the media gaslight you. There are more of us than there are of them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.